Five Breakfast. Catch up.
Five Breakfast on 5FM. We're at Andrew Academy on the corner of Foss Student Republic here in Johannesburg in Randburg. And also, this is a school that, as mentioned, doesn't just do academics. They do music and cooking and sports and crocheting, as it turns out. I will call you ma'am because that's what we call teachers, or do you look very fit? You're not a teacher. Oh, I apologize. Okay, so talk to me and tell me something. I'd wanted to know what on earth I've got in my hands. I've got some wool, and this is crocheting, right? Why are we doing? What's going on? I'm so sorry, man. We've given you a bum microphone. We're gonna hand you over. Come around here to where Thabo is standing. There you go. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I swear we didn't have four people working on this. Okay, go ahead. Yes, I'll take that from you. And then there you are. Sorry.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you? I'm actually not a teacher.
A teacher? You're volunteering.
I graduated last year from this school.
No kidding.
So yeah, I just thought for the next 6 months before I go to university, I wanted to stay here just to help the kids, just to earn a little bit of money on the side too. It helps. But yeah, American University starts in August, so that's why I'm still here.
All amazing. Where are you going?
I want to go to Liberty University in Virginia. It's a Christian university, so I thought it'd be great to continue from this school to a Christian university.
Okay, we're trying to crochet. I've got no dexterity. I'm going to be terrible at this. Feel free to film whatever you want. Okay, what are we doing this for?
Okay, so we usually, in just before winter, we start the blanket drive. So each student has to make about 5 squares. Crocheting, knitting, whatever they want to do, as long as it's handmade.
Yeah.
And then we give it to some people who are not very good at crocheting but can put the squares together.
Okay.
And then we go out and give to orphanages, to homeless, to the police station, where they can give all the blankets, so that this winter we try to make sure that nobody's cold.
I was going to say, based on, and I'm including myself in this, I'm not taking shots at my team, if it was up to the Five Breakfast team, there'd be some very cold people in Joburg this winter.
Yo, yeah. I didn't even know you could crochet with one needle.
Yeah, so no. I knew so that. Shocked, and
really?
I can knit, but I can't crochet at all.
What are we doing? Help us out here. Okay, so let's. We're going to all start from the beginning, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a piece of wool.
Wool, string, yarn, yeah. Whatever you want to call
okay,
it.
Yeah. So and then there's needle.
Yes, it's a crocheting needle.
Okay.
So you put over the end piece away from you over the needle.
Mm-hmm.
Then you bring it over. From your left to your right over the other piece of string.
I'm already out. Okay, yeah.
And then you hook the knot end piece of string and you pull it through that hole you've just made.
Uh-huh, okay.
And then you pull it tight. And that's called a slip knot.
And I'm done, hey? Now someone can wear
that
this.
That way, if you make a mistake, you just pull it out and you don't have any knots in your yarn.
I'm with you, okay. All right, I think we've all done that.
No, I don't have a knot.
No.
No, I don't have that.
I don't have a knot.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Okay, so Zoe over here has a simpler way of doing it.
There's already...
She can show you.
Okay, there's...
So...
Yeah.
How I like to do mine is I take my yarn as it is, and then I wrap it around my two fingers like this.
Uh-huh.
And then I stick this longer end inside the two... inside between my two fingers. And then my yarn, my hook goes there in that hole that I've made.
Zoe, with utmost respect, I think it's more complicated.
No. I think
it was easier for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Marty's got it. One of the four of us has it.
Should I do it again?
Oh, Thabo, sorry.
I got it first.
Should I do it again?
It's not entirely surprising that Thabo would be the first crocheter among us.
Thank you.
No, why?
He watches the Golden Girls and he crochets. It's part of the brand.
I feel offended.
Yeah. Okay, so how...
inside the blue ribbon.
Shame, she's trying to help Polly. Yeah. No, Polly's like me. I don't think we're gifted in this way.
Yeah.
Tell me something.
Yeah?
Of the four of us...
Place your hook in this hole here.
The hole there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh,
but it's
okay, it came out.
No, this is hopeless, Chloe.
I wrap it around my two fingers.
This is so embarrassing.
I take this inside here.
Yeah.
And then I stick the hook in there. Stick the hook
there. Stick it in. Stick. Okay.
And then...
Oh, yay! I did it!
No, you did not do it. You didn't.
She watched on as it happened for her.
Yes.
I don't think... Because we need to... do our sport now, the thing that Molly is actually very good at. And then we will see. I don't know. We're going to keep trying this. They're filming us, so we'll see how far we get. But based on where I am now, how far away do you think I am from, let's say, a jersey?
Ooh, I'd say you're like a year away.
I think that's generous, to be fair. I think it's amazing you guys are doing this here at the school. And I think it's wonderful. And I think people should all do their part to help the communities around them. And especially, yes, we are coming to winter. Things are going to get tough for people. And it takes schools and organizations and communities to put effort in and care about those around us. I think it's a wonderful thing that they're teaching here at Andrews Academy. I really do. Holly's got the latest in sport. You can just give it up, dude. I don't think there's any...
Yeah. You know, I pride myself in being good at everything. But, I'm not good at this.
You are... likewise, dude. Don't worry. Here we go. Latest in sport, news headlines. Thabo Baloyi, the gloater, with headlines on 5.
Catch up on some of the best moments from 5 Breakfast by going to 5FM's Catch Up page on the 5FM app or 5FM.co.za.